It's Tuesday, April 25th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. All U.S. government employees were evacuated from Sudan, Africa over the weekend, and the U.S. embassy has been temporarily closed. U.S. officials say there are 16,000 American citizens in country. As The Worldview reported last Thursday, this comes in the wake of heavy fighting between various military factions on the streets of Khartoum. Here's what's happened in Sudan. In 2019, two military generals joined forces to oust Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, whose dictatorship began in 1993. After a short bout with so-called democracy, factions belonging to General Abdel Fattah Burhan and General Mohamed Delgado cannot seem to get along with each other. They've resorted to killing each other in the streets. Despite his position as the top-rated program on Fox News, conservative news guy Tucker Carlson is gone as of yesterday, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Some analysts have connected the parting with the recent Fox News' out-of-court settlement of $800 million to the benefit of Dominion voting systems. Some of Fox News' commentators had questioned the integrity of the votes cast in the 2020 presidential election. Among his more controversial comments, Carlson recently referred to the transgender movement as, quote, the natural enemy of Christianity, end quote. He defended a congregation in Idaho, members of whom were arrested for singing hymns outdoors. In September 2021, Carlson noted that, quote, what's dying is the faith that created Western civilization, Christianity. In its place is a new creed, and like all religions, it has its own sacraments, its own sacred texts. It's the cult of coronavirus, end quote. Time magazine referred to Carlson as, quote, the most powerful conservative in 2021, end quote. Tucker joins the list of other dismissals with a conservative edge, including Bill O'Reilly, Dan Bongino, Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, and Todd Starnes. Of the regular well-known conservative voices dominating the airwaves over the last 20 years, Sean Hannity remains with Fox. Donald Trump was among the folks paying respect at the memorial service for Pastor Charles Stanley in Atlanta, Georgia. The former president reminisced on the pastor's, quote, incredible kindness and humble spirit when he met with me in the Oval Office. As he prayed for me and the nation, I knew God was hearing that prayer, end quote. Also attending the service were pastors Tony Evans, Chuck Swindoll, and Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Dallas, as well as Christian evangelist Franklin Graham. You can watch a video of the service, which also featured the songs of Greater Vision, through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The FBI is dragging its heels on releasing a manifesto and assorted documents left by the Nashville Covenant School mass murderer. The New York Post quotes Metro Nashville Councilmember Courtney Johnston, who said that the document is, quote, a blueprint on total destruction, end quote. And she said the document, quote, in the wrong person's hands would be astronomically dangerous, end quote. From Audrey Hale's home, officials have seized, quote, 20 journals, 5 laptops, suicide notes, 2 memoirs, 5 Covenant School yearbooks, and 7 cell phones, end quote. As the world searches for a motive, Romans 1 explains, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, and murder. Based on March prices, median prices of homes sold in the U.S. have fallen twice year over year, representing the first fall in home prices since 2012, reports Wolf Street. Sales are down 22% year over year. The worst sales drops are happening in western states, 31% down from last year. Bed Bath & Beyond filed bankruptcy on Sunday. Wolf Street points out that the company wasted $11.6 billion of investment cash on buybacks on their own stocks. Companies that have engaged in stock buybacks this year as a last-ditch effort to prop up their company values include Chevron, Salesforce, UPS, Discover Financial Services, and Agilent Technologies. Big stock buybacks for 2022 included Apple at $90 billion, Morgan Stanley and Walmart at $20 billion each, as well as Nike, Cisco, Home Depot, Visa, and ExxonMobil. And finally, in economic news, inflation is killing American savings. The Personal Finance Index of George Washington University's Global Financial Literacy Excellence Center found that a quarter of Americans have cut their retirement savings and 12% totally quit saving last year. Now, 30% are finding it tough to make ends meet, up from 24% in 2021. And 39% of Americans do not have enough savings to cover a month of expenses, up from 32% in 2021. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 6:19, "Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, April 25th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.